to get Prince Albert smoking tobacco, and Dad, he always chewed round meal chewing tobacco, and my mother and grandmother didn't use any snuff, but most all the ladies that I know did use snuff. So that was about all, and that's about all I can remember, and they always sat together bag of candy.
Yeah.
And I never had enough money left over to get a bag of candy.
You thought that was a real treat.
We made homemade candy. We made syrup candy. Mm. Wrote our own peanut.
Mm.
And we had our own, we planted our own cane, syrup cane. There's a sorghum cane.
Mm.
And I love going to the syrup mill. And, you know, watch them make syrup. And that was the lever that crushed the cane where it was pulled by a mule. So it took a long time to do things back then. And, of course, now the people would think it was a real hardship. But I guess lots of the hardships that we had back then, people didn't consider it that. They just considered that the way of living. It's something like that every day, you see.
You said you went to the store and got salt. What did you do about pepper?
Well, we'd get pepper at the store.
You would. So you had salt and pepper.
And the salt. Uh-huh. Yeah. And, see this wheat, well, in the corn, it wasn't self-rise, and you had to use your own baking powder. And my grandmother, occasionally, we didn't have loaf bread real often. We had biscuit, though, every day. They sure were good. But anyway, she would make her own yeast. You couldn't buy any yeast at the store. Summer she would put it out in the sun for it to rise. She had a table out on what she called a yard. We didn't call them lawns back then. And by noon, the yeast would have the pitcher filled. Then she would make her dough, and she put it in a long pan, and then she put it back out on the table. And when the dough rise and fill the pan, well, then she baked that now in a wood cook stove. We had a wood cook stove, and she didn't call it loaf bread. It was light bread.
Light bread.
And she made corn light bread. I don't know but one other person that ever could make corn light bread, but the corn light bread to me was just as good, if not better, than the wheat light bread. But probably she put some baking powder and some flour, and we had our own milk cows, and we'd have to, you know, churn that cream, and we'd have buttermilk, and we just had plenty of good things like that.
Okay, let's talk about bread a minute, since we're on. I got some questions on bread, so I'll answer. All right. You've already talked about that one. You mentioned cornbread. What would you call it? If you made a large kind of cake of cornbread or cornmeal, would you just call it cornbread? Did you call it something else? I think you just, from what you said, just
cornbread. Yeah, you call it cornbread.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right.